But on the phone this afternoon from Sheffield, hopefully this works, we've got the wonderful Laura Steele. Can you hear us, Laura?
Just about. It's not a great line, but yeah, just about. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
No worries. Now, Laura, this is like the second time I've interviewed you, isn't it?
I know, it is.
I know you were the first person. I know you were the first person to interview back in June last year for the Isle of Wight Festival. Can you remember that far back?
I know, I did. I popped a cherry.
I know, and now look where we are. It's over a year later. I'm a year older. You're a year older, and you've been extremely busy, haven't you? So have I.
I have. I'm always busy. I never get a minute. Yeah, it's been really, really good. Just rehearsing for our big headline show in London at the moment, which is on the 9th of October with Live Nation. So it's all go.
Live Nation, wow, it's amazing to have them on board as well. And you were telling me about this at the festival and everything last year, and you had Live Nation on board.
They really support us, actually. Yeah, Paul Latham, the president, is a big fan, so they've given us a lot of support, and we've done a lot of stuff with them. They're great. We just did BT London Live with them for the London Games, actually, in Hyde Park and Victoria Park. It was amazing.
Oh, wow, that sounds like a mate. I mean, I wish I had some involvement in the London Games. It was just something you can say I was part of, isn't it?
I didn't actually get to see any of the games, but obviously, like, we were performing at them, so we kind of still got the excitement of it all, and I watched a few bits on catch-up, so, yeah, it was good.
That's something you can tell people I was part of London 2012 and everything, can't you,
I know, and it was so nice to be part of it, because it was, like, such a huge thing for us that, yeah, it was really, really nice to be performing at the event.
I can imagine. Now, before we go into too much detail, how long have you been singing?
I've been singing for about 4 years now, so not long, really. I'm still a baby in singing terms, but, yeah, I've been singing for about 4 years and obviously writing for 4 years.
And you write write all your own material
as well,
don't you?
I do, yeah, I do. I write everything. Sometimes I do co-writes. I actually prefer to co-write. I find that, I don't know, I like bouncing ideas around the table and coming up with something.
If you co-write, isn't it? So.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it doesn't work, but most of the time you generally get something a lot better from having somebody going, oh, I don't like that, or I like that bit, and, you know, it's kind of, it's good, thrashing head.
Yeah, a bit of teamwork now.
Yeah.
Yeah, now where do you get all your inspiration from? Like, who sort of inspires you musically and fashionably? Because, I mean, your style's like, wow.
Well, musically, I mean, there's certain things that I like to listen to. You know, I really like to have a kind of live element in my music. And I guess that comes from, like, bands that I like or have, like, you know, like, that have kind of inspired me as I've grown up. I was brought up on a lot of, like, punk and rock bands. That my dad used to listen to, so I kind of had it drilled into my head. But then, you know, as I got older, I kind of moved into, like, electronic music and dance music and pop. So not specifically any kind of artists, but just sounds. I'm more kind of drawn to different sounds. Like, I really like kind of trancey synth sounds, and I love a nice chunky guitar. So, yeah, it's more like I'm more inspired by sounds and sound, kind of soundscape rather than any specific kind of artist. And when I listen to music, you know, I generally just kind of put it on random. Like, you know, if I'm on Spotify or whatever,
yeah,
I just click
just
random and I just listen to anything. And, you know, if I like it, I'll put it into a playlist. If I don't, then I just move on. And that's the kind of way that I like to work and listen to music, is just by listening to everything. So when somebody says to me, like, oh, who's your favourite artist or who's your favourite band? It's like, I don't know. I don't really have one. I just listen to everything. And every kind of genre of music as well, from, like, classical to jazz to, you know, to rock to metal to everything.
Yeah, well, someone said to me, oh, yeah, what genre is Laura Steele? And I just sat there for a minute, scratching my head, thinking, how do I describe you? You're like, you can't. Do you know what I mean? You're just everything thrown into one. I mean, I think it was last year you did sort of like a cover of Bruno Mars, didn't you?
I guess like, you know, especially if you're wanting to be like a current artist, you've got to move with what's kind of, you know, current trends and stuff like that. So, you know, like at the moment we've got this kind of like dubstep thing, but then that's going to move into something else. Maybe we're going to see a lot more of like the live kind of feel come back, you know, the bands. You just never know. So, I mean, I know what I like to hear, so I just kind of try and create that with my music. But I guess you'd describe me as pop, like rocky electro pop, if you had to narrow it down. I think that's what you'd call it.
Yeah, well, that's it with trends and stuff. So when we had all the dubstep come down the route, we had Magnetic Man, Skrillex, stuff like that. And now it's moving down to like Two Door Cinema Club and the Vaxxies, isn't it? It just sort of moves on so
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's so hard. Exactly. It must be so. Do you find it hard to keep up with it all or not? You start writing something, you do it with certain sort of like genre, and then
well,
it all trends move on. Or?
That's the thing. I don't really. It's not, you know. Obviously, that like, I need to stay current, but I don't draw too much kind of emphasis on. Sorry, I had a like lolly driver go past me. I don't draw too much emphasis on it because, you know, I have to stay true to what I want to hear and what I want my music to say. So, I mean, I go with what I feel I want to hear, and then, you know, wherever that fits, you know, for example, if I've got an album to work, we're going to release singles as and when it kind of fits with current trends, or, you know, try and push a few boundaries, I guess.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, obviously. You're your own person at the end of the day, your own type of music. You can't just follow what everyone else does, can you? So it just won't
exactly,
work like that.
Exactly.
That's it now. Overdrive is your brand new single, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is. It's going to be released at the end of October, so we're very excited about it. Really excited.
And now, apparently, I saw it's a free download on your website. Is that right?
Yes. I believe the free download is still there.
It is
so,
still there.
So if people get on that, yeah, if people, they can either text Overdrive to 60444, or they can download it from the website, my brand new website.
Oh, well, so that's only limited time only. I love your brand new website. You go on it. I went on it the other day at college, and it was just booming straight out. It's really loud, isn't it?
Well,
sort of like you've got music on there, and that's what I love.
Yeah. Well, what we wanted from it is because, you know, there's a lot of like artist websites that it just there's so much information on there, and I wanted something really really simple, so it was just more like a hub because you know nowadays, you know, social networking is so important, and most people are on Facebook and they. You know, even myself, even when I'm researching other artists, I check their website, but then I'm straight onto their Facebook or, you know, all their other social networking sites and Twitter and seeing what they're actually up to. I always find websites a little bit stale, so I just wanted it to be a hub so that people could go on there and there's, you know, there's clearly like your Facebook button, your Twitter button, and it takes you straight through to what you actually want to see.
Yeah,
you know,
so that's
people,
all the current stuff.
You know, when people are looking at artists, they want to know how many followers you've got and how many likes you've got, and that gives you that information. You just go straight there, and it, you know, directs you straight to the source.
That's what I love. I mean, I remember when I interviewed you last year, how I can't remember, it was something like 2,500 followers. Now you're on like nearly 51,000, aren't you?
We did have a bit of a boom not long back. It was amazing. I guess, you know, like things just pick up speed and there was a lot of people tweeting, and we went and did a schools tour across the UK, and you know,
oh,
it was just amazing the kind of response we had. It was just so much fun, and I didn't really know what to expect when I did it, you know, because you know when you're performing to the kids, it's like, you know, that you can either be taken one way or another, and you really have to, you know, you have to be this kind of like personified version of yourself. And so, yeah, I was like really kind of, it was scary. It was really scary because,
yeah.
You know, kids are the worst, you know, they're the hardest critics. And if they don't like something, they'll tell you they don't like it. But we were received so well. I mean, it was amazing. Like the way that they greeted us at the school gates, and, you know, it was just so, so much fun. And it was just so nice. I felt like I was really inspiring these kids to, you know, either to you know, have a go at music, or because, you know, there's a lot, I think that music in schools is sometimes given, you know, it's a bit in the shadows, and there's not really, you know,
that,
a lot. So it was nice to, you know, a lot of like kids after we'd performed, they'd come up to me and say, oh, I really want to be a singer, but, you know, mom and dad want me to be a doctor or whatever, and it was just, you know, I was able to say to them, well, look, you know, you can do both, because I've done both. You know, I studied in fashion and I've maintained a career in fashion as well as doing music. I mean, now obviously my music's kind of taken over, but it is, you know, you are able to, you can do anything you want when you put your mind to it.
That's so true. Now, the Laura Steele debut album, can we expect one? Are you having an album come out next year at all?
Yes, finally. We've been working really, really hard to get the album right, because it's, you know, first one, and I've got a lot of eyes on us watching to see what we're going to do and what we're going to come out with, so we've been working really, really hard to get it right. So I think we're at a position now where we've got a nice body of work, and as soon as, you know, we can press the button and get the album, you know, mastered and finished, we're going to go for it. So, yeah, like, next year is going to be a big year.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. It's going to be really, really good to have another
I'll
album.
I'll make sure you're one of the first.
Oh, wow, thank you very much. Now, have you got any other plans for the future? What can you see yourself like doing in 10 years' time, do you think?
Music. In one way or another, definitely music. You know, at the moment, I'm doing a lot of kind of sync writing for adverts and films and film scores, and it's something that I'm, you know, really interested in. It's really fun to do because it really pushes you. You know, when you're given a brief and, you know, you need to write a song about sunshine or whatever, you know, whatever it is, it's kind of really tests you. Because when I normally go into the studio and I'm writing for myself, I can write about anything I want. So it's literally just what's on my mind, or I've got a concept that I want to write about. But when you're given a brief, it really, really does push you as a songwriter. And it's so much fun.
Yeah, have you got any advice to sort of like budding songwriters on how you actually write the songs, where you get, I mean, how, where to start, anything like that?
That's the thing. There's not really any given starting place. And I mean, sometimes I'll write the chorus first. Sometimes I start with the verse and build up to the chorus. It just depends. I mean, that, like, really, I think that definitely is practice. You know, just keep going. And you know, if you write something, if you're not feeling it, move on. Like, move on to the next track and start again. And then maybe revisit the track that you started on before. Just keep going.
That's it. It's telling people as well, there's no right or wrong answer. Do you know what I mean?
There really isn't. It's so subjectional. It's like, you know, music is the same as fashion and art. You know, some people are going to love your stuff. Some people are going to hate it. You just got to hope that most people like it.
That's it. Now, I'm guessing you've got maybe an iPod, iPhone, a music player of some kind, have you?
I do.
That's good. Now, well, this could be an interesting answer. It might not be. What would you say is the most embarrassing song or album on your iPod, iPhone, music device, anything like that?
Oh, gosh.
I've got Steps on mine, but...
The most embarrassing? Maybe Chesney Hawkes, I Am the One and Only.
That's on mine as well.
I actually did a cover of that track once, so, yeah, that's why it's on there. But it's not leaving yet. So
did you do, like, the I Am the One and Only Laura Steele at all, or did you just sort of...
Oh, dear, yeah. I did, like, a jazz version of it for an acoustic set. They didn't really sound anything like the original version, but it was quite funny to do.
You should do a collaboration with Chesney Hawkes, that'd be...
Yeah, can you imagine? That'd be funny.
I used to
love Chesney Hawkes when I was younger.
Yeah, I met him last year. He did some show on the Isle of Wight, and...
Yeah.
He only did about three songs, but still... I don't know if he's actually got anything else, has he? But now, something I have to ask.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm sure he has.
See, anyway. Well, this probably links in, actually, and don't say Chesney Hawkes for this one, but if you could collaborate with anyone, dead or alive, who do you think it would be?
Ooh. Dead, I'd have to say Freddie Mercury, because he was an absolute G. Alive, I'd probably say, you know, like someone a bit different to me, like Frank Ocean or Drake or... Somebody in that kind of zone.
That'd be really good, actually, if you could do one of those.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine a Frank Ocean. I really like Drake as a writer. I think he's a great writer.
Yes, and he's got some really good quotes up on Twitter as well, hasn't he? Do you ever read any of his tweets?
No, I don't, actually. I haven't checked out his Twitter. I'll have to.
Yeah, you will. Now, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on Vector Radio this afternoon. Thank you
so much. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Thank you very much for your time and all the best for the new single.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No worries. Anything you need, all you've got to do is say. Now, do you think you can introduce the new single for us?
I can. This is my new single, Overdrive. I'm Laura Steele. Thanks for listening.
There we are.
down, I wanna feel the burn. And push it just a little harder on. You take me to the point of no return. And keep me coming back for more. I feel like I'm losing control. This feeling is unstoppable. Oh, it's never felt so good to let go. You set me off, turn me on. You got me and I.